Good day, everyone.
God, where the heck have I been? Is the last thing I posted about an AR-15 ban? I saw that on Huffington Post today. I was like, good. Yeah, that's a phrase actually. AR-15 ban. If you start a ban, call it the AR-15 ban because the AR-15 ban of 2018 needs to happen. Let's not forget about a few things. We need to remind everybody, it's a Ken Braverman podcast. It's been a while. It's March 4th. It's 4:27 p.m. on the East Coast. All right, guys. Lot going on. The title of this podcast is going to be called Falk Texts, which is the name of a new company I'm starting. I better get the domain. F-A-L-K Texts or Text. Falk Text. All right. Here's the thing. Let's not forget about a few things, though. Let's not forget about banning the AR-15. We're going to have one victory against the NRA. The NRA is not going to be the Floyd Mayweather of special interest groups. We're going to win one battle. It's going to get KO'd once. And the AR-15 ban, here's the deal. It's very simple, and then I'm going to go on to another topic. But the teenagers in Florida are right. Let's ban AR-15s from the U.S. Done and done. All of them, burn them, melt them, turn them into circuit boards for crazy computers instead. Something better. Let's get all that metal and bullets. Think about bullets and ammunition. All right, I'm not going to go off on all guns because I'm not against all guns. But I am against guns that make things a lot worse. If you think about how you can either get sold a gun and kill more people or take a knife out and kill fewer people, you're like, hey, let's go on the air on the side of fewer. Let's ban AR-15s. Let's keep trying to do it. Submit legislation everywhere to do it. Ban AR-15s. We can all get behind it because they're too dangerous. They're too dangerous. That's the problem. It's like a video game because it's too good. So you got to stop that. I mean, what if there was like an AR-815 and it shot 8,000 bullets a second and it would just spray everyone and kill everyone? Wouldn't that be too much? Come on. Even Dick Cheney is accidentally shooting his buddies in the face with guns. We have to limit how they, you know, make them more accurate and less deadly, whatever. I don't know. So AR-15s, let's get rid of them. All of them got to be gone. Done. Now, next. Another thing we can talk about. I'm going to lay off the T word because we're not going to talk about that. But we are going to talk about Falk Texts. So what am I saying? You thought I said Falk Texts. I didn't. I said Falk Texts. And of course it means Falk Texts. But we're going to kind of take this acronym and spread it out a little bit and say, forget about losing. What should we say the K stands for? Forget about losing. I don't know. We'll leave the K as a question mark for now. But it's about text messages. That's the text part of the company. And the idea here, which is texts kind of suck. Texts kind of blow. You know why? Because it's just part of the word context, and you really need the full context to understand what a text really means. If you're going to apply someone's state of mind, someone's whatever, to everything, texts themselves can be misread and always don't mean what they say, and it sucks. So instead of bitching and just complaining about that being the case, I had a situation today where I found myself talking a lot into my phone, doing a lot of texting. And I hate my texts. I hate them. The texts are like a tiramisu party when I've already put too many pounds on my thighs and my butt's a little sagging. Texts are there and you want to get your emotion out. Send. Ding, right? And it could be a thought at a time and it's not totally what you want and stuff gets transcribed wrong and people spell stuff wrong and punctuation's wrong and all kinds of things happen. And also your state of mind, you can make, if you're really talented and cunnilingusly with words and you can do everything, then sometimes your texts look really screwy. And all right. Well, point is when you read into something that you see, you attach the emotion to it because you are not given a context behind it oftentimes. So that's why texts fucking suck, right? They really do. Now, well, what did I do to solve this problem? Anybody guess it yet? Does anyone have their hand in the air? Perhaps Daniel in the back? Daniel in the back? How about Mr. Oster in the front? Oh, okay. Sorry. Does anybody know? Oh, yes. What I did is I took the option of doing the short little audio spurt thing where you record, you dictate into the phone and you then pass your emotion of course, like a recording, right? Like a podcast. I did that instead of the text. That's always an option now if you got a super duper smartphone And you can just press and hold one of, there's two microphones there. There's another microphone for recording a little MP3 file or whatever, WAV file or some audio file. And voila, I started doing it instead of just taking the text version. So now it gets transferred. And then you can now listen to it and go back. It's not a bunch of words that are stuck there. It's your voice and what you said exactly the way you said. It's like a little voicemail message, right? I like that a lot. A lot. I'll tell you why. So many reasons why. One, no one can take anything that you sent out of the context. If they're going to be, now, of course, this is going to make it, also, you're much more culpable too on these things because it is you. There's no denying that you never said something when it's you saying something and your voice going, whatever. So it's you. So if you're going to be lying on these things, tough shit. That's a bad idea. You're going to be recorded. All right. So you're being recorded, right? But you don't get things thrown out of context. Let me give you an example, and I wasn't going to mention the T word, but I'll go there for a second, which is, this is one that I heard and I never heard again, so I kind of want to talk about it because I'm sure I know what happened. So there was a bunch of leaked texts in the FBI investigation stuff. The inspector general has gone back through, and this is one thing that Mr. T talked about in a tweet. Oh, Mr. Tweet guy, so the T takes up the T is the word tweet, the word, I'm not going to say him, the word easing, you know, there's a lot of T's in this whole story here. But anyway, the texts too, right? So within the texts between the FBI, they were trying to get Page and Strzok. They were talking about them back and forth, and someone said something about a secret society meeting, and all the conspiracy theorists jumped on that. The, I think Page, Lisa Page said, oh, this could be the first meeting of the secret society or whatever. And what that's in context to is, of course, a joke about something else. And if you had heard her voice saying that, you know, if she's all trying to get in Strzok's pants, and they think about this high-end fun affair in the FBI. I mean, you got crazy stuff going on, top secret clearances, a bang, ba bang. It's got to be fun. I mean, the movie that's going to be made about this whole thing is going to be incredible someday. But anyway, wouldn't it have been better if we heard her voice and we knew the whole conversation, the minutes that led up to it? Like, it depends, like, how much would she have sent back and forth if you did this? Now, let me jump to an actual business idea here, because kind of like a protective, what is that? An alcohol breathalyzer thing on a car for people who are permanent alcoholics and can't not drive drunk. Kind of like that stopping breathalyzer thing. You could do that with your text messages if you had an app that you use message that would not allow you to send texts or would only allow you to send a predetermined bunch of words that are already in there that don't that can't ever be, really be taken out of context. Like, oh yes, I hear you, I'll see you there, or something like one you could press like that. Or but anything else, anything of any content was always sent with other additional in another additional media form, such as an audio, recorded audio, or recorded video, obviously, for even more, like, this is how I look while I'm saying this on top of that. You know, what if the app only allowed you to communicate that way? So you could never really get taken out of context. And really, for the PC name of this company, the publicly correct or whatever name of this politically correct name of this company would probably be, you know, not Falk Texts, but you know, In Context or something, right? Would be a good name, or not a great name, but something about the word context. The fact that you get more in context app, right? Is you can never get taken out of context, right? In context, where you never get taken out. I whatever. There's a lot you can do with that. In context. There's no way that domain's available. I gotta check that before I post this. In context really does sound cool. Because here's why. Here's what's awesome about this. Does this really work? Is this better? Is this audio better than just me accidentally saying something? Here's an example. What if I say something crazy and then just look at what it would be in text? So, of course, this is obvious. I mean, what's something that you can totally tell differently when written versus talking? Let me think about that. I'll come up with something funny at some point. So it's an idea because I believe it's helpful. Why? All right. What's the larger meaning of this? We're only 10 minutes in. These pods are 17 minutes, and I haven't done one in like 2 weeks. No, February was a short month. I haven't done one in like 10 days. I think that we have this weird problem with the Russian hacking, right? Which is, why would you ever believe that Hillary Clinton was running a child prostitution ring out of a pizza store in DC or something? Why would you ever believe that that's possible? Yet somebody did that and of course got debunked, obviously. How does that happen? How does utter BS and crap get believed? And actually it was supposedly the motivation for someone who shot and killed someone. So this is a huge lie that actually caused physical damage. How does and human life loss, like, how do we stop crap from spreading in our media and being accepted as truth? Because the problem is not that somebody made up a story about Hillary bringing in Philippine, I don't know what it was, Hillary bringing in sex slaves in a pizza store, Pizzagate. I mean, it had a good name. That's a problem. When you add gate to pizza, the story is going to fly. Yeah, how do you stop this? I think that the only thing you got to do is you got to have, in a way, I will agree with Mr. Trump. I'll give him credit when he's right about something. I'll agree with him about, he's once bitched about anonymous sources all the time. Like, how can you have all these stories quoted with anonymous? Somebody close to the investigation says, like, that is BS. I agree. If you're going to say something, you got to get your, I was going to say Panama Papers, but there's another papers things that was related to one after Watergate, I think. Some papers. If you're going to put your name on some paper, there's got to be a name. Yeah, there's got to be a name. It can't always be anonymous. And I think that taking credit, people taking credit, no more of this anonymous source stuff. Anonymous sources close to people who remain nameless, none of that. That can't fly in the news anymore. So if you hear that, be dubious now. For example, there are people who go out and take credit. Like, I think it's Clapper, James Clapper goes out and he knows what's up. He's seen the intelligence. Even when you're out of the government, you used to run something. I mean, look at what we have Mueller doing. Mueller, former head of the FBI, they brought him in. They're like bringing granddad back. Somebody just texted, "Are you back?" Wow. They're bringing granddaddy back to fix America. Because we've got Putin got a little too close into our business over here with our elections. How do we stop this? I think the answer is, yeah, no more anonymous sources. Because if somebody anonymously texts some information to somebody else as a source versus if they record some darn audio or do some video or teleport themselves there, do something, then it means more. And it should mean more in our media, in what we report and what we assimilate as truth. Because we're going to have robots helping us out with this. That's the thing. We're going to have crazy fun things happening where we're really going to amplify our ability. People don't realize that the effect of us having no jobs because automation solves all of our problems means that automation still solves all of our problems first before we created no jobs. That's the funny thing. Everybody agrees this. Everybody from the conspiracy theorists to the geniuses believe that we are automating all of our jobs. It took our jobs. Even South Africa took our jobs, man. It took our jobs. It's not Mexicans. It's Mexa robots. As a matter of fact, I know Mexicans that program and do crazy awesome work. If you go to YouTube and look up Mexican anything, you're going to find a YouTube artist in Mexico that's done it. It's so stupid to be racist nowadays. Have you ever seen anything on YouTube? Trump, like, do you really hate Mexicans? Or when you say things like they're sending us their worst, do you understand that they have their best then as well? I hope you do. God, so stupid. Anyway, sorry about anti-racist rant, but that stuff's popping to my feed like, Florida teacher ran white nationalist website. Stop being racist, people. Can we stop that? Everybody? Like, we can joke about ethnicities, that's fine, but we've got to stop being just flat out racist. Like, you can't group people like that. Anyway, all right. What do we want to finish on here? We got a few minutes left. Where am I? I'm going to be traveling again. Probably going to be driving through the Carolinas again very soon. I don't know. I'm going to get on the road. It's been busy. I've been back and forth. Sorry, I've been gone for so long. It's been a couple of weeks. I was in LA. I was in Vegas. I was in Florida. Had my son. Took my son to High Lie. Got Parent of the Year honors on Facebook for having my son hit a trifecta box at High Lie. That's right. Now, I was showing him how the game is played. And he already knew. He's six. I don't think that's too young to start gambling. I'm kidding, of course. Although I did teach him how it works. I'm starting to second guess whether that was a good idea. No, it was a good idea. Sorry, but we'll have that discussion later about gambling. I was teaching him how the game is played, how High Lie is played, and also how the players play. And that was very cool. High Lie is a phenomenal game. It's a game played in Spain with a cesta and a big, like a tennis ball-sized golf ball where they throw it against a wall. It goes like 200 miles an hour. It's freaking awesome. And of course, you bet on it as well. But it's funny. There was that. There was a hockey game. Saw the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers, a team that is truly possessed right now. I think the whole community down there is coming together. I am often within walking distance of that rink. And it's only like 12 miles away from the shooting in Parkland. And a lot of the community is, of course, affected down there. And the team, I don't believe they have lost since the shooting. As a matter of fact, they came from behind in two games, one against the Caps and one against the Penguins, where the betting man would have looked at those games and said that those are over in the third period, and they came back and won both of them. I think they're like 5-0, and they just ran over the Sabres. Anyway, a lot to be said about that community, and that community is trying to change gun laws in this country and making this most sizable impact yet. When have we ever seen businesses running from the NRA? They should run from the NRA. It's not boycott, but it's call out, you know? We're not talking about boycotting things. We're talking about saying, hey, Delta, hey, what are some companies that, hey, Dick's Sporting Goods that did something good. I think Walmart's raising age. Everyone's doing their part. It was interesting. It's not that everyone's banning AR-15s like we should do. That's the one we should do. That's the one that would have the greatest impact. Because here's the thing. If AR-15s were banned, right? And then Cruz goes into the gun shop and tries to get a gun. He's going to get a different one. Now, I don't know the next one in order. Do you? I don't know. But AR-15 is one I've heard multiple times from multiple people. I feel like it's literally one of the best ones out there, or most commonly known one, that makes it so easy to kill people that it's ridiculous and control and shoot a lot of bullets out of. Ridiculous, right? So you ban that and you got to move to something else. Well, then we can move on to that something else. But you keep the NRA running. You keep them running like the Roadrunner. And even when you're the coyote, eventually you figure out how to chop that Roadrunner's freaking head off. And I guess you can talk about a company that way. Can you talk about the NRA in terms of, you know, lethally destroying it? Probably. I think that's fine. But in the analogy, I think that on one skit in Family Guy, the coyote actually gets the Roadrunner. Well, the kids from Parkland are going to lead the way and lead Acme Company to take down this Roadrunner at some point. So I think the AR-15 ban is a start, because there's nothing wrong with guns. This is the thing. There's nothing wrong with guns. There's something wrong with severity of things. And, you know, I heard a story from a personal friend who had talked about there was somebody that went to the gas station, went to the gun shop, tried to get a gun, was not sold one because clearly looked mentally unstable. That person then went right to a gas station and stabbed like four people, killing one of them, right? This is all within like a morning. And it makes you think, well, if that person had been sold the gun because they were like the smarter 13-year-old kid that went into a store and then bought one or something, if you've seen those videos on YouTube, if the bum were more together with it and had gotten sold a gun, or the person who sells them the gun had been irresponsible and just wanted the money, then that person would have killed more people at that gas station, you know, I'm sure more than the one that died, right? So there's like 5, 10, 20 other people more that did not die because of a smart gun decision and severity of a weapon that was accessible to a crazy person. Well, of course, we need to limit our accessibility of weapons to a crazy person. Let's limit our accessibility of super lethal weapons to the general mass public, because it's ridiculous. Do like Australia did. no AR-15s for anybody except maybe pest control, right? Because then nobody has them and you don't have these mass shooting problems with AR-15s. Done and done. Ken Braverman's out.